For whoever is not afflicted on that day, that very day, shall be cut off from his people. And whoever does any work on that day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall not do any work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest. And you shall afflict your souls. On the ninth day of the month, beginning at evening, from the evening to evening, you shall keep your Sabbath. And so let us stand and let us give thanks to God for our place of worship. The Ma Tovu. Echa Yisrael. Everyone say, how lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Ve'ani berov chastecha, avo ve'techa, eshtachave el hachal kodshecha behiratecha. Adonai ahavti me'on be'techa, umkon mishkan kevodecha. Ve'ani eshtachave ve'echra'a efracha lifnei Adonai osi. Ve'ani tefelati lecha Adonai et ratzon. Elohim barov chastecha, aneni be'emet yishecha. So we'll say, O Lord, through your abundant kindness, I will enter your house. In awe, I will bow down towards your holy sanctuary. O Lord, I love the house where you dwell and the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at a time of favor. O God, in your abundant grace, answer me with the truth of your salvation. Okay, please be seated.
Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu al yedei Yeshua HaMashiach, sa shalom, o haolam. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us through Yeshua our Messiah, Prince of Peace, Light of the world. Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shechianu Vekiyimanu Vehigianu Lazman Hazeh. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive and sustained us and brought us to this festive season. Amen.
Amen. Please stand, and the worship team will lead us in our first song.
Verses 5-7. And I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for the people of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Even I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the rules that you commanded your servant Moses. Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name dwell there. They are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name. Now the Kol Nidra vows. The word Kol Nidra means all vows. And we will be looking at vows that we make that we haven't kept. And we have to ask God forgiveness for. From Psalm 65, 1-3, praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Ecclesiastes 5. When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Repeat that in English, the traditional version. Every vow, renunciation, declaration, pledge, promise, obligation, oath, which we have vowed, sworn, declared, and renounced upon ourselves from this Yom Kippur until the next Yom Kippur, may it come upon us for our good. We renounce them all. We are released from them all. They are erased and abolished. They have no binding force or obligation. Our vows are not vows. Our renunciations are not renunciations. Our oaths are not oaths. And now we will... Messianic version, which is based on what Yeshua taught. All vows, bonds, promises, obligations, and oaths between ourselves and God, which we have sworn and taken upon ourselves and not fulfilled from last Yom Kippur to this day, may God work them together for good as we repent of having made them. Yeshua said to us, "Do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, as it is his city of the great king. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no, for whatsoever is more than these is from the evil one." Amen. Over our lives with Adonai Melech. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Va'ed. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forevermore. You hold the universe together, the Lord is King. You established heaven and earth, the Lord is King. You created man in your image, the Lord is King. The seraphim and all of heaven declare the Lord is King. The psalms sing out that the Lord is King. Your people declare in never-ending worship, the Lord is King. Prayers arise continually because the Lord is King. May all our works declare the Lord is King. Oh, let everything that has breath praise the Lord the King. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch, Leolam Va'ed. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. For the kingdom is the Lord's and he rules over the nations. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, besides me there is no God. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory, Selah. In love, O Lord our God, you have given us this day of atonement for pardon and forgiveness, for atonement and for pardoning all our transgressions. Our God and God of our ancestors, pardon our iniquities on this day of atonement. Wipe out and erase our transgressions from before your eyes, as it is said. It is I who, for my own sake, wipe your transgressions away and remember your sins no more. And it is said, I wipe away your sins like a cloud, your transgressions like mist. Come back to me, for I redeem you. And it is said, for on this day atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you of all your sins. You shall be clean before the Lord. You are a forgiving and pardoning God unto Israel and the nations throughout all generations. We have no king who forgives and pardons other than you. Blessed are you, King, who forgives and pardons our transgressions and the transgressions of his people, the house of Israel, who causes our trespass to pass away year by year, King of the entire world, who sanctifies Israel and the Day of Atonement. Now we go into a list of confessions, some of which we might have done, some of which we might not have, but you need to each, and we each need to search our hearts for those ones that we need to repent of. So let's say this all together. For the sins we have committed against you, for spreading slander and gossip, and for the sins we have committed against you by being passive recipients of slander and gossip, for the sins we have committed against you by acting without thinking, and for the sins we have committed against you by offensive and perverse speech, for the sins we have committed against you secretly and openly, knowingly and deceitfully, and for the sins we have committed against you by sinful meditation of the heart, for the sins we have committed against you by abusive speech and physical violence. Va'al kulam elohai slichot, sa'ach lanu machol lanu kepa lanu b'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. For all our sins, may God forgive us, pardon us, and grant us atonement in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. For the sins we have committed against you for not respecting our parents and teachers, and for the sins we have committed against you for not loving our children the way you want us to, for the sins we have committed against you for being jealous and covetous of others and their possessions, and for the sins we have committed against you for being judgmental of others and ourselves, for the sins we have committed against you for sexual impurity and lust, and for the sins we have committed against you for not loving others as we ought to love ourselves, for the sins we have committed against you by not treating others as we ourselves would like to be treated. Va'al kolom elahai slichot, sa'ach lanu mechol lanu, kaper lanu b'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. For all our sins, may God forgive us, pardon us, and grant us atonement in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. For the sins we have committed against you by not caring for your creation, and for the sins we have committed against you by not caring for the marginalized, poor, and the oppressed in our world, for the sins we have committed against you by focusing on self and not caring for the needs of others and our world, and for the sins we have committed against you by not taking responsibility for our world, for the sins we have committed against you by turning our back on oppression and injustice, and for the sins we have committed against you by hardening our hearts, for the sins we have committed against you for greed and materialism. Va'al kulam elahai slichot, sa'ach lanu mechol lanu kaper lanu b'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. For all our sins, may God forgive us, pardon us, and grant us atonement in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Now we'll say Psalm 51, and this is responsive, so I'll say the parts in white, and if you follow, and in the parts in yellow. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts, you teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. In gladness let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
So this is a tradition, Lord, at this time, trusting in His grace and His forgiveness for our lives. And so a short message from me for tonight. Basically, something very important that I want us to really take home tonight. And something for us to remember. And that is that Yom Kippur was God's idea. Not man's idea, but God's idea. He is the one who initiated this day of forgiveness. It was not us who approached God and said, God, I feel bad about the sins that I've committed in my life and I've done wrong, and please can we have some kind of amnesty day where I can come and get a fresh start from you. No, rather, Yom Kippur is God's idea. He is the one who has provided a way of atonement for sinful people to be able to approach Him. The truth is that He loves us much more than we love Him, and it'll always be that way. God is the true Redeemer of Israel and of each one of us. In our liturgy, we have this verse from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Can you see the heart of God in this verse? Just have a look deeply in this verse. Look at God's orientation towards us, his attitude towards us in this verse. Can you see His heart? It says, I have blotted out your sin. Return to me. I have redeemed you. You can see God's love, God's grace going out to Israel and to each one of us. It's God who has taken the initiative to pardon us, to redeem us. And that is why the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates His own love for us that in this, God demonstrates His own love for us in that the Messiah died on our behalf while we were still sinners. So He didn't wait for us to become righteous people, if that was ever really possible. He didn't wait for us to become holy and go to church or go to shul or eat special foods or wear special clothes. He didn't wait for us. He took the initiative. The Messiah came and died for us even while and yet we were still sinners. Another important truth is that we cannot be redeemed by our own good deeds. The prophet Isaiah said, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. And if you know that word in the Hebrew, it's a menstruous cloth, a polluted cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and all our iniquities like the wind take us away. And so even our good deeds are not good enough for a holy God. So we cannot redeem our own lives. And as much as I'm one who believes that we should be endeavoring to live good lives on this earth, making a difference in the world that we live in, I also firmly believe and wholeheartedly believe that no amount of good deeds will be able to redeem us and bring us forgiveness. Otherwise, that would be just pure humanism. But God has provided a way of atonement through the sacrifice of Yeshua, our Messiah. Eternal atonement has been made for us on that day 2,000 years ago, when Yeshua died on that cross to take away our sins, to take our sins upon Himself, and of course to fulfill God's promises to us through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53, verses 4 to 6. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken by God, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. Have a look at the transaction that happens here. What the Messiah does and what He bears on our behalf. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. There's a transaction that takes place when we put our faith in the sin bearer. What a glorious gospel And we can't help but declare this gospel. We don't have to bear our sins upon ourselves on our own. What is the result? Well, the wages of sin is death. But God has provided the sin bearer, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, to take our sin upon himself and pay the penalty, that is death, on our behalf, so that we might be forgiven from God or by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake, he, that is God, made him, that is the Messiah, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, that's the Messiah, we might become the righteousness of God. Again, look at that transaction. God made him who knew no sin so that we might be righteousness before God. And that is why David foretold the blessedness of him whose sins have been forgiven when he wrote that psalm, Psalm 32, which was a song of thanksgiving and a song of the forgiven. Blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin, Selah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely, in the rush of great waters, they will not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with a bitten bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. David could sing of this blessedness or this happiness of the one who was forgiven because he knew the gravity of his sin. Remember what David had done. He had lusted after a neighbor's wife. He committed adultery with her, made the husband drunk, sent him off into the war to die in battle, had him killed essentially, and then he covered up that whole affair for 1 year. Psalm 51, which we read earlier, was David's prayer of confession, and this psalm, Psalm 32, is his song of forgiveness. When he had kept silent about his sin, he says his bones wasted away. When he finally was confronted by his sin by the prophet Nathan, he immediately repented and then privately allowed the Spirit of God to uncover his sin one by one. And today I've had a renewed vision of what unconfessed sin does. And it's rather an expensive experience for Louise and I in our home. For probably about a year or more, maybe 2 years, we didn't realize that our shower was leaking. And somewhere in the shower base or drain, water was leaking through from the shower under the tiles, between the tiles and the floorboard. Now, we could smell something sometimes, and we try to look at it and try to find out what it was. We try to fix it. We never really did it properly. We glossed over that issue, and guess what the result is? A whole bathroom has been completely ripped out. Everything under the floor is rotten, and that's exactly what sin does. If you don't deal with it, if you don't hit it on the head straight away, confess it, nail it, get rid of it before the Lord, it'll seep in and it'll corrupt your whole life. It'll make your bones rotten. And then it's a much bigger job to fix. If only we're much more quick to confess our sin and come before the Lord and deal with it straight away. Don't put it off. If you put it off, it only gets worse. Deal with it before the Lord now. Because David confessed his sin, God forgave him. One writer has said, the less you spare yourself, the more God will spare you. And Rabbi Shaul said, for if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. God does not forgive us because we feel sorry or because we pray. He forgives us because we confess our sins before him, and he is faithful and just, faithful to his promise and just because of the cross. The cross, of course, is where God's love and his justice meet. Love because God sent his one and only Son to die on our behalf. Justice because God had to judge our sin, and so the Messiah took our judgment upon himself. God's punishment fell upon his own Son, the Messiah. God will not make us pay for sins the Messiah has already paid for. Let me read to you from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What an amazing scripture this is at this time. Let's take this to heart. What then shall we say in view of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? If it's God who justifies, who is the one who condemns? It is Messiah who died and moreover was raised and is now at the right hand of God and also intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Messiah Yeshua our Lord. Amen. Isn't that good news for us who believe? If you know the joy of forgiveness, then you can say with King David, many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, for shouts of joy. O righteous, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Amen. May this year we be able to rejoice in the forgiveness of sin if we first come to him in repentance, confessing our sin before him, trusting in the Messiah's sacrifice, we will be forgiven. Amen. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for your word to us tonight. Thank you that your word is true, and that it is true that the Messiah came and died for our sin in fulfillment of your promises. We thank you, Lord, that you have paid the penalty of our sin, that the Messiah bore our sins upon himself. Thank you that there is a transaction, that when we believe, our sinfulness, our iniquities, we change them over for your righteousness, not because of anything that we have done, but all because of what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and for your justice. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace towards us. And we bless you and we praise you on this Yom Kippur. And we pray, Lord, as our people come to you in prayers of confession and with pleas of forgiveness, Lord, reveal Yeshua the Messiah, we pray, the one who was pierced for our transgressions. May they see him whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for an only child. For this we ask, B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.